Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Hey, everyone. Shy kid's afraid to leave his stoop.
Shy kid's afraid to leave his stoop?
Shy kid's afraid to leave his stoop. Shy kid's afraid to leave his stoop. Shy kid's afraid to leave his stoop. Shy kid's afraid to leave his stoop.
Shy kids. We are the shy kids.
See, right there. It's done. Theme song.
Shy kids afraid to leave a stoop.
That's probably
all right. Then we'll fade out.
Yeah.
Leave a stoop.
Yeah. Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name's Dean.
My name's Doc.
Welcome to the crazy hour.
Dean's wacky ass voice bugs the shit out of me.
Dean so wants this to be a morning radio show.
I know.
Dick in the butt.
Turd in the punch bowl coming at you.
Shit in the flintlock. Okay, go ahead.
I know we just did a whole episode about emails.
Yeah?
But we got an email.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
We'll just make it easy on ourselves. Just
right.
Everybody keep emailing, and we'll just never actually come up with a topic ever again. We'll
show
just read emails.
Itself.
Yeah, perfect. Just one email this time.
Oh, okay.
Yo, shy kids. Oh, by the way, it's the subject is I've got something to say.
Yeah. I killed your baby today.
Yeah. Yo, shy kids. I say shy kids because I'm addressing you as a group. Otherwise, I would mention your names individually.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure why I specified that. I just wanted to make sure there was no confusion.
We're not entirely sure why you specified that.
That took way more time to say than Doc, Corey, and Dean.
Right? Here's an idea for an episode. Let Dean pick the topics and discuss his esoteric interests. No.
Yeah. We've established that I'm terrible.
We could probably do that at some point.
Yeah.
Dean has picked topics before.
Yeah.
He's brought up topics. You just don't know it because we don't reveal who thought of the topic.
That's true.
He goes on, also for nerdigories, I think it'd be fun to revisit old topics because when it's been 9 months to a year, your opinions about certain things can and will change.
No, they won't.
Do it. You know you want it.
Nope.
You sure?
No.
I feel this way.
Oh, okay.
I think if you asked me...
Well, if you feel this way.
I think if you asked me, like, the next day after recording in Nerdigories, what my favorite whatevers were, they would be
snack
different.
Foods?
Snack foods, yeah. They'd be
what different. Am I holding? That's my favorite.
Exactly. That's from Tim at SharkTank.com.
Oh, Tim! Friend.
Yeah.
Oh, Tim!
Oh, Tim!
Bag of shit! Tim with a C.
Because Tim's live in the C.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the Tim.
All right. Email nonsense out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, we'll let Dean do more, sure.
Yeah.
Dean,
why not?
Do you feel like we're holding you down and making you do things you don't want to do?
Did you prod Tim to send us that email?
Yeah.
Because you're feeling underappreciated.
When you say prod, do you mean have sex with him anally? Because I did do that.
That's exactly what I meant.
That's completely unrelated to this,
though.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you weren't like, send that email.
No,
I didn't.
Okay,
know.
Okay. Yeah,
afterwards.
All right.
See, this is why they don't let me talk.
It's pillow talk.
We have a guest who's sitting here uncomfortably while we banter.
Hey guys,
there's
how are you doing?
Somebody here.
Yes.
Oh no.
Oh.
Our
fortress of solitude has been cracked.
We actually did a brief mention of this guest a couple episodes back. I think it was 40. What?
43.
She knows.
I would think so, yes.
Yeah. Corey had brought up how progressive our high school seemed to be.
Well, how progressive it... Not that our high school was progressive high school.
Yeah.
That it felt like we were in a more progressive time than sort of what the stereotypes of, you know, what
of high
school,
school
is depicted. You
right.
know, like, I never felt like we were in a stereotypical high
yeah.
school situation.
You
I don't
didn't
know
really
was...
see the bully walking.
Yeah.
Hey, give me your lunch money.
Well, if by that you mean I wasn't lynched on a daily basis, then no.
Well, see,
that'd be a tricky
this
one.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
from my perspective, it seemed that way.
Yeah.
From the outside looking in.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I never really felt like there were super defined cliques. There weren't like right. Oh, those are the goth kids and those
from
are
from my
the...
ivory tower, being a white person, everything looks fine.
Right. I know. Like this is
from my privileged position.
This is why we get a guest.
Right, exactly. So
to shine some light on our white ignorance.
Corey brought up that we had a transgendered girl that uh-huh. went to our school,
uh-huh.
and he said that nobody really fucked with her.
Well, I never saw anybody yeah. fucking
and
with
I
her.
And I said, well, wait a second. Just because we didn't see this happen doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Wait, I thought that's how it worked.
Oh, no.
It,
yeah. I remember.
Well, if yeah, don't ask, don't tell. That was the policy then.
What I remember is like I would see you in the hall, whatever. It didn't really seem like
I haven't introduced her yet.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
Well, we'll get into the yeah. Okay. Let's go ahead.
So our guest is the actual student we were talking about, Raffi.
Yes. Yay. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I love your kids' songs.
Did you write that earlier today?
I shaved my beard for you guys.
Gave it to me.
Yeah. So we literally brought you on to answer that question. We're not going to kick you out after that. You answered it.
Just answer it and then leave. Yeah, it's really uncomfortable.
As long as you agree with what we just said. Yeah.
So is Corey right that nobody really fucked with you, or did we just not see the fucking way?
You know, for the most part, I would have to agree with Corey.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. There were certain instances here and there from certain people, but by and large, my high school experience was pretty positive. I was able to function and I was pretty well adjusted in high school, had friends and I had, a pretty stable circle of friends. So that wasn't really much of an issue.
I remember nice. seeing you always with sort of a particular group.
Right.
Yeah.
As well. I remember like the first time I saw you and it clicked like, oh, okay. Like she's identifying female.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was about as much thought as I put into it, you know, and I just sort of assume like, oh yeah, okay, that's how they identify, like a band person identifies as the band person or like, right. you know, like you sort of, I mean, I know it's way more.
Well, you know, in retrospect, that, but little, now
like,
that I'm,
how you find yourself.
Well, as
you know,
we're 10, 13 years out of high school now? Yeah, so we're
far. Oh, God, has it been that long?
I think so. 13. So I'm far enough removed from that I can have the perspective to look and see that it really wasn't as bad. But everybody, for the most part, it looked like they were struggling with their own stuff anyway to begin with.
So. Yeah. Being a teenager sucks.
Exactly. Everybody's stuck in their own heads.
Besides having, you know, sort of outside
influence. I went through a brown corduroy jacket phase. Right. It was awful.
That was unfortunate, yes.
I sang in the choir and was on the football team. That was not necessarily the most positive.
Yeah. Those football guys didn't let you down for
well, because I would do like
didn't let you off the hook.
I would.
Being in
I was
choir.
In choir, and I was in football. So like I did football the beginning part of the year, and then like the remainder of the year we would just like hang out and weightlift and like train whatever. But then I would like leave to go do like musical theater and
yeah,
and I would have to go to festivals and you know sing in choir. So like
yeah, but all in all, I think we had a pretty inclusive high school. I mean, keep in mind we also had a. The girl who was also on the football team with you guys, right?
Yeah.
So we filled my quota. We filled her quota.
Right.
I mean, and that was it.
Did you have a black kid like my school did?
None that I can recall.
We had a few, yes. I think we discussed this. Oh,
Dana Point.
Yes, but
you were
further south. So again, the colors, I don't think traveled that far south.
What I wanted to ask too is, you know, students are young people. Young people are usually fairly progressive. Students are usually terrible though. So I'm glad that we sort of went more towards the progressive. How did the old fucks, the teachers, were any of them weird?
Well, there were the stereotypical, lesbian PE teachers that, you know, the gym teachers with the, And so they were great. They were all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was weird because I also participated in sports and everything too.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But, they weren't sports that were necessarily, gender specific. So, for example, like cross country, where everybody would just race together. So it wasn't so much of an issue.
Yeah. Well, there's always race issues in cross country.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, when you're crossing countries. Yeah.
And what else did it? I did all the Asian sports. I did tennis and badminton. There you go.
Lawn darts.
Well, didn't we have like a state champion badminton team or something?
Yes, we did. Thank you.
Were you part of? Did you help win?
You're welcome.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
We can hold that banner high.
Badminton.
Alma mater.
That was the high point of my high school experience.
Badminton.
Did you play the cello while you did it?
No, I do not play any musical instruments.
No musical instruments.
Unfortunately, and I'm really bad at math. And
damn,
I got lost
now, that's
several times.
Breaker.
So coming over here, so if anything, that's
we're breaking
living
many stereotypes.
Up to this.
Yeah.
Other than that, the awkward times though would be like going to the changing rooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And from what I understand, most of the people that went to high school with us, you all knew each other from elementary.
Junior high?
Exactly.
I did not. I came in late to junior high.
He was a private school boy.
Yeah, I was private school.
So was I. I went to a private Christian school before all of this.
Mine was not Christian, but it was Montessori, so it was equally as sort of
pagan.
Odd to all the public schools.
Druids.
No.
Yeah. Your teacher wore a goat skull mask.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was that. That doesn't happen in regular
other
schools.
No.
We didn't get outdoor ed, but we got the druid skull masks.
The druid retreat.
Yeah.
There
we would chant, you know, make circles with
play
candles.
With dildos.
I can't cross chalk to this day. It's weird.
As far as all that's concerned, I mean, I didn't really know that there was any other subcategories to gay other than gay and straight. You know, there was no transgender, for lack of a better term, back then. So I just always thought that I was different, and that was the end of it. But for the most part, nobody really messed with me.
That's good.
How was it going through a private Christian school?
Well, you know, prior to 12 years old, everybody is pretty much asexual to begin with.
Right.
You know, there's not really a whole lot in terms of issue there.
Yeah, I've got quite a few pictures from around that age where you could be like, I could go either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I was and I've talked about this on the podcast before, when I was little, I thought everybody had dicks. Everybody.
Why not?
Mom has a dick.
Yeah.
You know how much simpler my life would have been if that was true?
Right?
Damn.
What I wanted to also ask about some of the current things that are going on in the media.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, the last 3, 4, maybe 5 years, it's been the unofficial era of the tranny, if you will.
Yeah.
And
that's a negative word.
We're not allowed to use that word, right?
It seems like such a hot button topic to use that word.
Right.
I personally, I could go either way, depending in the context that it's used and who I'm talking to and talking with about it. It doesn't necessarily affect me.
Right.
But I think the main issue with that word, and again, I'm speaking for an entire group of people, is that
you were elected. So.
There you go. Yeah.
Set the precedence.
Yes. Yeah. It's just because it's so closely tied to the porn industry, which has such a negative connotation.
That's what I've heard is the real big issue.
That makes a lot of sense. The
reason tranny and shemale are, you shouldn't use those words because they are porn terms.
Right.
That'd be like if you saw a large lady and said, look at that BBW over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And more often than not, when there's instances of transphobia or somebody who's murdered because of their trans status, tranny is usually the last word that they hear before they're killed. And so that's usually the reason why we say, okay, maybe not. But if it's within friendship circles that I'm with, it's not really an issue for me.
Right.
Yeah. So the same with the word fag for a lot of gay guys. It's something that they throw about with each other. And
right.
So it's not so much of an issue.
Or akin to sort of the N-word in black communities, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or how we call each other crack-ass honkies.
Yeah. Or
we
nerds.
We never do that.
Yeah. We should start then.
Yeah.
Or how the rest of us refer to you behind your back.
Yeah.
In your secret meetings.
Yeah.
She's going to go home and be like, they smelled like mayonnaise. It was gross.
Mayonnaise and suntan oil. What is that?
Just out eating some sandwiches, riding some waves, bro.
Yeah, bro. Wake up at the crack of dawn, get those breaks.
Yeah. Why do they smell like hummus and chia seeds all the time?
I aspire to smell like quinoa.
We actually did a show near the beginning of our run.
Episode 13.
Very good. About just gay issues in general.
Mm-hmm.
And the use of the F word came up. There's this whole, like, sort of anti-PC movement that's going on.
Right, where there's a lot of backlash of it.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of guys who are like, well, we can't use that word. We just mean it amongst each other as like, hey, that's my buddy. Brr. But I've always found that to be sort of a bullshit argument.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because
it's bullshit?
Well, yeah, and we brought up, that. Like, you used to use that word with your buddies to insult them.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't work anymore on your buddies because we don't care.
Yeah.
It's... Like, being accused of being gay is not a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no.
Well, yeah, and even back then, you know, the thing that we would say to each other, like, dude, you're acting gay right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's no longer. It right. just gets phased out.
Yeah. I think this is a natural just, like, length words phase out. And I think this whole anti-PC, like, they're trying to take all our words away. It's like, calm down, guys.
Yeah, it's
next they'll come after our fedoras.
Yeah.
I'm after their fucking fedoras. I hate fedoras so much.
It's a trilby.
I don't know. I think if there's an extended period of sort of hate or negativity attached to a particular word, even if it is a sort of common vernacular or slang at one point, like... You kind of have to move past that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, like, nobody says rad anymore.
Definitely among my friends, this is a word we used on each other all
That's
the time.
That's going to sound really weird now, because I just...
What?
I just...
What?
You cut me off before I got to my point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I said, you know, it's like the word rad. It's nothing like the word rad.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Hate speech and rad, not the same thing. But it's going to sound like that.
Okay.
No, I was just saying, like there are plenty of words that get phased out, like rad.
Yeah.
Nobody says rad anymore. It just gets tossed aside. Why hang on to the words that are so stuck to sort of a negative or hateful speech?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. That's another fucking hole in that you know,
right.
anti-PC well, argument.
You know what I find ironic is the people who seem to hold on to the vestiges of the word or want to hold on to the tranny word. It isn't mainstream media. It's not straight white men. It's from gay men who feel like they're somehow entitled to still hold on to that word for some reason. And it's ironic given
like RuPaul
given their
just
history.
Was in the news about
exactly,
it.
And he's been so blatantly unapologetic in terms of how he uses that and how he markets his whole persona around that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know, like, in my group of friends, we used to call each other the F word all the time, because that's just what dumb kids do. And then first someone starts correcting you. That's uh-huh. always how it starts is mm-hmm. I had a gay friend to correct, you know, you shouldn't really use that word. And then I would try the bullshit. I don't mean it that way.
Is that how they came out? Like, you really shouldn't use the word because it offends me.
No,
like,
no, I knew that. I knew they were gay. I just didn't, you know, you don't think about things when you're a dummy. So,
that's one of the tenets of being a dummy.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, you start off as like, well, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, like, maybe quit being a dork to my friend, you know?
Yeah, quit being that whale's penis.
Because being gay is being a dork. Because it's bad.
There's that, like, that's what you're implying.
Yeah.
But on top of that, it's now an ineffective word because as time goes on, more and more people start correcting you.
Yeah.
And then eventually, you're using a word that you constantly have to re-explain to people, but that's not what I mean.
Yeah.
That's now an ineffective word because you're not getting your actual point across. So when I call my friends a dork now, I just call them a dork.
Yeah.
Oh, you're being an idiot.
And I'm insulting whales and their wieners.
Yes.
I understand that. But whales
I think,
have
I think
not
whales
corrected
are quite confident in their wiener size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd say what so. It means.
Well, proportionally, it's only a foot long to 100 feet long. I mean, really, it's not that big.
Well, don't you all feel inferior? Yeah.
But compared to the rest of us.
Right.
Yeah, but they're not fucking us.
Some people are probably into
that. You know.
Yeah. I know. No, that's, dolphins are into that shit. But
that's true. Dolphins are notorious for like trying to bang. Yes.
Dolphins rape.
Well, haven't they been proven to feel pleasure from sex, dolphins?
They have sex like 6 times a day, and they even...
Because why not?
Well, they'll even like they'll even like gang up on one female and like trap her and keep doing
awful. Jesus.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Quit it, dolphins.
Come on, dolphins.
Dolphins are like frat boys.
Yeah, they are. They're the frat boys of the ocean.
Wow.
Yikes. Dolphins are the frat boys of the ocean.
Right. The Duke lacrosse team. Although, wasn't that proven that they didn't do it?
I don't know.
I forget.
Perhaps she was dressed too provocatively and deserved it, right, guys?
Oh, God.
That dolphin was asking for it.
Right?
I know, just swimming around naked all the time.
Yeah.
Their blowhole out.
That's an argument.
What were they supposed to do?
That's an argument I hate too. The one you I know you were being facetious.
I was
there,
being facetious. Yes.
But that's an argument I hate too about the oh well, why were you dressed that way? Like it's the girl's responsibility for how fucked up a guy is.
That's a thing in really conservative universities as well.
I see so many memes currently out there in the zeitgeist right now of women who are kind of railing against that, because what we're teaching children right now isn't don't rape, it's don't get raped.
Right.
And so the burden is on the woman to cover.
Yeah. And your body's bad, don't show it off or you'll get raped.
Exactly, because you're serving as a temptation to because these men. Because men can't control themselves. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
Right. It would be like if they were like, hey, try not to get murdered. Try your hardest.
Yeah. Don't look like a murder victim.
The laws are don't get murdered.
Yes.
It's against the law for you to get murdered.
Yes.
It's backwards thinking.
It is a bunch of fucking horseshit.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems like such logical ways around rationalizing the correct way to think.
Fellas, boys will be horrible monsters.
Yeah, but that's not rational thinking. Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah. Why use that as your basis for a platform to try to curb, an attitude or curb behavior or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, just write down what you just said. Yeah. Like, just write it down what you think and then read it aloud to yourself and see if you're still convinced. Probably not.
But Corey, what did you do to get testicular cancer?
I know. I don't know.
It was your fault somehow.
Probably, yeah.
All that nude sunbathing in your backyard. Man. Mm-hmm.
I just rubbed French fries on my balls. Just
I think
all
that would
time.
Help.
Would it?
I feel like it would help.
But if you eat French fries, you get cancer, right?
Is that?
You don't eat them with your...
French fries been linked to cancer, really?
I don't know.
Do you eat French fries with your balls?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how I got the testicular cancer.
There we go.
That explains all the saltiness.
It reminds me of that South Park episode where Cartman was just shoving stuff his ass.
Oh, yeah. No, it was Randy putting his balls in the microwave, I think.
No. Well, yeah, but Cartman started shoving food up his ass.
And then shitting out his mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, South Park. Where would we be without the...
I know.
Emmy Award nominated.
Oh, man. We got way off track.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, that was a big tangent.
We got
talking about rape.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, not talking about rape.
That's all we do.
We go on tangents.
Rape kids.
Yeah.
No.
We don't often talk about rape.
This Nerdiger's category is what you shouldn't wear when you're going to college.
Jesus.
Speaking of college, that's when things got interesting. Because,
really?
Well, my legal full name is still Raphael. And so, you know, with roll call.
I didn't even know that, by the way, because I always knew you as Raffy.
Exactly. And that's always what's always been on my birthday cake since I was, a baby and everything. Yeah. That's always how everybody's referred to me as. And so, first day of school for every semester in college, the teacher would do the roll call. And it's not like I sound like a typical male. I don't sound like Barry White or even B. Arthur. And so,
that'd be great, though.
Yeah, wouldn't it? And so he would call out names, and I'd be like, here, present. And he'd be like, no, really. Where's your brother? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Should be using that kind of language.
Yeah, we're swapping classes today.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. This was college?
Yes, was college.
So it's college that was the slightly less tolerant than
exactly
high school?
Exactly. Yeah, wow. How ironic is that? High school wasn't so much of an issue.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, the first week is always awkward, and then after that, everybody just kind of got over it. And I was never stealth, or I never hid myself in that way in college. And so once people figure you out, and once you label yourself as trans, then the stigma tends to just go away, and everybody's like, oh, okay, that's just Rafi. That's not. Yeah.
I think that's probably why, like, in high school, it didn't feel like you were really any, like, different. You know, like, it was, you're just another student.
Right.
Because it felt to me like you knew more of who you were than most of the other kids roaming around. Yeah.
Well, I fooled you all then, yes.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there was, like, you know, just general teenage bullshit. But, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, okay, that's who that person is walking down the hall.
Right.
I can deal with that.
Yeah.
It's really not that big a deal. It's like the other person that was mentioned on the same podcast who was openly gay.
Yeah, he had a bit of an issue just because people couldn't quite figure him out. And plus, it was more than just that he was gay. He was just kind of mean.
Well, that's
so, that makes me sort of wonder because
that's a side effect, I think, of people
picking on
being a shit to him.
Right. Because
he always had his guard up.
He got picked on a lot. And this girl that we went to school with.
Yeah, I know.
Got picked on a lot.
Oh, she sent me nude photos of herself, by the way. That was
really?
That was lovely.
Wow. That's been burned
into my mind's eye. You know what? I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere if you want to look it up.
I don't know.
She has nude photos on the internet?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, no.
Yes. Mm. And so it wasn't fresh, young, newbell either. No, it was because she was such a hottie back then.
Yeah.
But I got fucked with a lot, and they were both.
I was guilty of sort of messing with that particular person,
the girl.
But that passive aggressively itself because she sometimes I don't know if it was a chicken egg scenario there because sometimes she would just kind of bring it on herself or she would just lash out,
right?
And it would cause other people to just be like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
Yeah, but I think it was a result of. Prior picking on, so they're on That's edge true. And ready for it.
Yeah,
well, you can't blame things on comedians.
No.
What? Oh, prior.
Yeah.
Good one, Dean.
Yeah. I take words and I make them sound different.
Yeah, prior was always hanging around our high school just picking on kids.
Yeah.
It's like, look at this motherfucker.
Yeah. I was in the toy.
And then I burnt myself.
Yeah.
So he was that drug pusher on the car.
Yeah, right? Oh,
that makes sense.
Oh, and he was flaming. Because he was on fire.
He lit himself on.
Dean's really knocking it out of the park tonight.
Right. Listeners, look up Richard Pryor if you're younger than 30.
That's sad that there will be people who have to. Who are they talking about?
Richard Pryor? Who's that?
How do I spell that? Was that one the IOR?
Is there a Y in there? I don't. Yeah. No. I think that sort of became their shield.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure. I mean, I didn't go to elementary school or junior high with either of those two individuals, so I don't know how much they got sort of shit on the entire time that they were going through all of that. But I'm sure that that's what hardened their sort of exterior. Plus, there probably wasn't a very supportive home life to back that either.
With the male that we're talking about, I remember on several different instances, I made my I really wanted to befriend this person because I thought, okay, we're both part of some sort of marginalized group here. Mm-hmm. Why not at least try to be friends and survive high school together? And he would have nothing to do with it. And so it was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he was sort of very, very like defiant in his attitude towards like fuck everybody kind of a thing. I remember he took his boyfriend to prom.
That's right.
And
you know, when you'd mentioned that prior, it was, I thought it was the other token gay that we had in the high school.
There was another?
There was another. And, well, he
wasn't there can only be one!
Hold on!
It was like Celebrity Deathmatch.
You had to cut each other's dickheads off to kill each other.
Our high school was progressive.
Yeah.
Really
who was,
was
the other? We'll bleep it.
His name was He was Hispanic and,
No.
Yeah. He was in our grade too.
I know plenty of people who came out after high school though.
So do I. And they've all tried to contact me, surprisingly, through Facebook. And they all have, you know, and overwhelmingly positive. And we're always just like, you were the person that we looked. And I'm like, why couldn't you have just told me this in high school?
Right.
That would have really helped. Well, that would have been.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got their own.
I think.
Oh, he's been out since.
Was he out in high school?
Since he was a zygote. I think. Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And then the one that surprised me was.
Do you not know that he's in gay porn and that he and his husband is...
Really?
Yeah, you remember...
Okay, really? So we're going to edit this part out, right? This is strictly off the record because he's one of my good friends.
He was a raver kid in high school, right?
Yes, he had the flood pants and the edible candy.
We're definitely bleeping his name, but I got to tell this story about him.
That makes a lot of sense.
So he had a sort of like lispy, the stereotypical voice, and I remember people would... accuse him of being gay a lot.
Right.
But I like knew for a fact he was dating girls, so I would always defend him.
The long line of beards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would always defend him. Like, he's not gay, he's just got that feminine voice. It's some people have that.
Right.
And then after high school he came out of the closet. Boom. Gay porn.
not just mainstream gay porn. No, we're talking like fisting.
Leather daddy stuff.
Yes.
Damn. Yeah.
Yes.
A fistful of dollars.
But he's happily married now and lives in Paris. And
really?
Yes. Nice.
Good for him.
Has three puppies and has his own clothing line. Is
sweet. That's
independently wealthy. And yes.
That's like the white picket fence.
Exactly.
For him.
See what porn can do for you?
Damn it. Yeah. You should have taken that route.
Right? No. It's not too late.
It's a little too late. I'm not sure my wife would
you
appreciate
could go
me.
For that. who's that big fat porn star?
That big fat porn star.
The
Ron
dude.
Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy. Oh. You can go for the Ron Jeremy audience. Right?
Doc Wheatley? Is that one?
No. Beard porn.
Yes. Yeah. There is beard porn.
I know.
Yeah.
Is there ass hair play on the internet? Because I could get into that.
And on that note.
I'm just trying to figure out what my fetish, what I would fulfill exactly.
You could introduce that as a new fetish to the Japanese market.
Yeah, because I was looking on Clitty.com. I couldn't find that in there.
You could totally be in the twink category until they see your arms.
Well, then he falls into the otter category. Yeah.
That's otter?
You would be an otter pop.
Am I bear?
Yes.
Or am I like thunder gun or some crazy shit that I've never heard of? What? Elephant.
Gundam.
I'm in the middle. Nobody likes me.
Hey, they always need somebody in the middle.
Right? I'm the guy that holds the camera.
Yeah.
The fluffer.
Yeah, yeah. You need it? You need a little bit? No? Yeah. No, we're good?
You are the creepy,
good?
Like, you're producer.
Huh? You're good?
Yeah.
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 Tangent.
He's
rich
again.
He is,
and he's gay.
Very rich and gay.
That's, you act like that's the big deal. He's rich and he's gay.
I was trying to get back my mind back on track. I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Right?
Yeah.
He's rich and he's gay. That's amazing.
How dare he? That's an affront.
Who does he think he is? Neil Patrick Harris?
Nope. I don't think anybody that I know has come up.
I knew since we were in third grade together too.
Yeah.
And so he was in Raver back then.
Right. In third grade, just like. Woo!
See what that Christian school does to us? And, damn.
Yeah. Oh, both of you went to that Christian school.
Yes, we both went to that same one.
Is that St. Justin's Martyr place?
No. I can mention that. Yeah, it was Anaheim Discovery Christian School. I don't think it's even around anymore. I mean, given the track record of the students.
It's now
out
a Discovery Zone.
It's a Discovery It's a Discovery Scientology Center now.
Yeah.
Go there for your audits.
Yeah. Hail Xenu.
So you're good friends with him?
Yeah, we still talk quite a bit.
Were you good friends all the way growing up, or?
We were in elementary school and all through junior high. And because the junior high had a graduating class of, I think, 22 eighth graders, and so there was no other option but to be friends with one another. But
I was one of two to get promoted out of my elementary school.
So there you go. But in high school, I think that's when the whole sexuality thing really played a big part for him. And so that's why he decided, maybe unconsciously, to distance himself from me.
Okay.
Because he wasn't necessarily ready to come out yet.
Right.
And so.
And dated a lot of girls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then it was not until a couple years after high school he reconnected with me and was like, hey, by the way, and I'm looking at his pictures and I'm like, who's that guy who's all over you. Yeah. Oh, that's my husband.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
There you go. Mm.
Yeah, I'm really concerned, or concerned, fuck.
I'm concerned that he's so wealthy and gay.
I know.
How do we explain to our children?
I'm really concerned. Is that where you're going for?
How are we
going
to explain to our children that's wrong and then explain that it's okay?
I'm really interested. I'm terribly sorry. I'm really interested about, like, sort of that jumping off move. That sort of.
Can I interrupt you real quick? Yeah, I'm so sorry. That how do we explain to the children thing that people say?
Uh-huh.
I saw the best tweet I've ever seen. This guy wrote, I have to explain to my kids what to do if there's a school shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but sorry, you have to explain two gay guys kissing to your son.
Right.
You know, like, there's bigger things to
worry
about.
It really puts a lot of stuff in perspective.
To have to explain to your kid.
Yeah, I have a three-year-old. I have no worry or fear about talking to my kid about any of it.
Right.
Whatever.
Because it's not like when a kid walks into their mom and dad having sex, the kid just goes like, that's completely normal.
Yeah.
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 This is accurate.
No trauma here. I'm just going to go back.
That people explode,
just like Jesus intended. I find it so funny
wrestling.
That you even said that, because I think that, you know, what I'd mentioned to what my
doc.
About you
name
was.
Tag.
Sorry. Was, you know, I really thought that you were just super right-wing conservative Christian. And
not at all.
Prior, and so
never,
I was just like,
never have been.
Why are you inviting me to this? Is this going to be some kind of like...
That's accurate.
Conversion therapy?
Why did you have that impression of me?
Let me set this up. When I wrote to Raffi and said, come on, I do a podcast with Corey Cook. We all went to high school together. Raffi's response was,
what the fuck?
I thought he was like conservative Christian-y and crazy.
I was...
Doesn't he have a tent church somewhere?
Yeah. I was in like punk bands in high school and like
really,
yeah, totally
different. There is Christian punk.
There is Christian punk.
It's really awful, but it exists.
I grew up sort of with no religion, really.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I grew up with all different kinds of religion.
I grew up with true religion.
True religion.
Yeah. I like their jeans.
Why would you have the impression that
that
was
always just what I guess what I'd heard through the grapevine in high school, and so it's like that kid, man,
it's
that
funny.
Corey just loves the Lord.
I was told my senior year that I had this sort of reputation of being a prude.
Yes.
Which I never understood.
And I guess that's what I just associated
to get in with so many pants.
Yeah, right.
Especially my senior year.
Yeah.
Well, we all gained weight in high school.
I know. it was like some cheerleader was like, I don't know, you never come to any parties or anything. I'm like, nobody fucking tells me about.
Tell
me about a party. Oh, I was never invited to a goddamn party.
The football player who wasn't invited to the party
because probably I was in choir.
Yeah,
you know.
What I did understand was it was always the band kids and the choir kids that was always just kind of hooking up.
Not really.
Really?
I mean,
that's
disappointing. Band just... maybe, choir not really.
Damn.
You didn't look at some of those clarinet girls and like, yeah.
No.
Okay. They can handle that flute real well.
Right.
No, I mean, my wife and I were in choir together.
Oh, okay.
Did you go to high school with us?
Yeah, she's a grade lower than us. She's one of those that doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
One of those that doesn't matter.
The underclassmen. Yeah. Yeah.
Underclassmen.
Still how he refers to her.
Don't really matter.
Grade lower, Corey. Really robbing the cradle.
I know.
You probably know her because her last name is there's a billion of them?
They're all under.
Oh, they're all under.
Or, well,
was older.
Her older sister was a grade above us.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's nobody in our grade. There's six of them, but nobody's in our grade.
Yeah. I gotcha.
It's going to be a bitch of an episode to edit.
I know. Good luck.
Good luck.
So you're going to have the intro, and that's pretty much the extent of this.
Yeah. This is all unusable.
So we went from racist jokes to gay porn.
Don't try to keep track.
Okay. It's,
yeah.
Don't keep a mental note.
We should just call this podcast Tangents.
Yeah.
With Corey Dockendine.
Episode 9, part
Tangents
2.
Tangents and Trannies. Yeah.
Tangents.
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 Yes.
Perfect.
Episode 46 or whatever the fuck we are. What was we were talking about? God damn.
Talk about one of the gay students, and then we mentioned there was a second one.
Yeah, but we went from that, and then you thought Corey was
Christian
conservative.
Yes.
Maybe it's the beard.
It It is.
You look Amish.
Do I? I didn't have the beard in high school.
Yeah. You didn't? No, you had like platinum blonde hair.
I did have platinum. See, that's another thing too. Like, I dyed hair.
Just
and like,
well, just like Jesus.
Yeah, yes, just like Jesus.
He was blonde and blue-eyed.
Yeah,
and
he was a blonde Palestinian Jew.
So that's sort of my cross to bear then. I was considered the
Christian
kid. It
is funny that
kid.
Jesus grew up in the Middle East, but they always draw him like Axl Rose.
Right? Yeah, Jesus looks like he would front at a really awesome 70s.
He's that guy that looks like Ted Nugent.
Yeah, yeah, no, not Christian at all.
Wow, mind blown.
Yeah, never really was. I think it's interesting that...
He does plenty of secular hating, though.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Did you two have any classes together?
I don't remember.
Know. Were you in AP classes? Were you
not
in
AP?
Of...
No, I okay. was in honors for.
He
some...
was a dummy.
Yeah, no, I was. We had psych together, didn't we?
Yeah,
do you remember
and then
that?
You were also the TA for one of the history classes
oh.
I took. That's right.
I remember, like one of my free periods. Well, one of my electives was also I was. For the for attendance and so, and that was always kind of awkward because I would come in with my obnoxiously outlandish outfits back then, and I would completely disrupt the class just by being present, just to be like, we need this person at the attendance office.
No, oh, okay.
I wouldn't even do anything. I would just show up and be like, yeah. Here's Rafi.
Yeah, you come with me.
I need you personally.
Yeah.
Should have had your own theme music.
It's Rafi. Rafi. Coming to take your kid out of class.
Coming to take your kid. Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's because you took him to the office.
Yeah, come on, Corey.
Nothing nefarious there.
Oh, Jesus okay. Christ, Corey.
Maybe we should retool this jingle story. A little bit. Yeah. Because I don't think that it'll work in the quadrant states.
Oh, really?
The flyovers. Yeah. I may have to rework the theme song a little bit.
You were our TA teacher's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And TA and I.
There you go.
Yeah. I remember there would be little sort of whispers.
Well, like, yeah, here and there, but it was never anything directed to me.
At you.
Yeah, it was just kind of behind, which was, you know, bearable if it's something that's over there.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Right, yeah, like people whispering that I was a right-wing conservative.
Well, I remember there was this one time you were passing out papers, and I was reacting to something, and I said, oh, yeah. But it was right when you walked by. and this is what I was told, is that you looked at me like I was talking to you, and my friend who I sat next to was like, dude, Rafi totally thought you were hitting on her. And I was like...
You weren't? Damn.
I'm sorry.
All high school time, dreams crushed.
All these masturbation fantasies.
And I was like, oh. And he like made a bigger deal out of it than I did.
Oh.
Like, he was like, oh my God, dude. Like, even then, I was like, it's not a huge deal, bro.
I do have
calm
to
down.
Say, you haven't changed a single iota.
Me?
Mean, yes. From what I remember, you're still the same kind of acerbic...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good old docu-weets.
Yeah. I don't wear that corduroy jacket anymore.
No, you don't.
No. With shorts. I'd wear it with shorts.
With shorts. Corduroy shorts.
Long-sleeved corduroy jacket and shorts.
I had a corduroy jacket with corduroy pants. It was like anime club three-piece suit.
Did your jacket have patches on the elbows?
No, it did not. No.
I used to wear pleather bell-bottoms. So there you go.
Yeah,
I was just
better.
Born in the wrong
that's
era.
That's like what I'm trying to do right now.
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, I got like 70s. Leather? These are visual jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, let's go around and describe what we're all wearing today, though.
Yeah.
Corey,
yeah.
Weird light blue t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. A weird light blue t-shirt?
Yeah, I'm wearing a Ghostbusters shirt.
I've got flowers.
Is that Paisley?
Yeah, Paisley's
this
flowers.
This is boring
Paisley.
As shit.
Rafi and I almost match.
We really do.
We almost coordinated perfectly.
Right. We wore the same miniskirt and everything.
Yep.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to mention my miniskirt. But.
Yeah, okay.
Let me ask you, too, about, now we're outside of school completely.
Uh-huh.
We're just adults.
And how it is in the workforce and everything? Is
yeah, like workforce
going?
Or just like out and about, do you see people reacting to you weird or anything like that?
You know, surprisingly, and given how relatively conservative Orange County still is, for the most part, I haven't had any issues with that. I mean, there's never really been any issues with like...
Well, I mean, there's like... conservative of the nation, and then there's like Southern California conservative.
That's true. I mean, we don't live in the Bible Belt or anything.
Yeah, right.
But, and a lot of it, I think, has to do with the fact that I've kind of come into my own in terms of like, my movements and my gesturing and, like the voice helps and generally how I look. So it's not like I look like a big overgrown football player linebacker in a wig or anything.
Right.
So that helps.
Yeah.
But I'm able to maintain employment and have since pretty much high school. And
Do your employers know? Or
from what I know, yes. Because I mean, it's all still under my legal name.
Right.
But it's never been brought up to me anyway. Yeah. So it's never really been an issue. And I deal
with that gives me hope. Like for like.
What?
Just for humanity.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you meant for yourself.
No. Yeah.
Is that what
I'm
doing
here?
Well,
my legal name is Caitlin, so no.
And I deal with clients and customers on a daily basis. I work in retail, but like upscale retail. And so maybe because I'm working in the fashion industry, like gay people are generally more accepted in that area.
Right, yeah.
So it's not like I'm in sports medicine or something like that.
But yeah, you wouldn't want to work at a GNC, I would guess, or something.
Sure, that wouldn't work out.
Pushing muscle milk all day.
Look what testosterone does to you, boys. We've talked about my adolescence, and we talked about high school and college, and now, what else you want to know? Love life?
Yeah.
Want to go into that? Okay.
Yeah,
there we go.
Sucking
and fucking.
Yeah, there you go.
Sucking and fucking.
Period. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. That's the name of this episode.
Sucking and fucking.
Yeah.
Or what was the other one?
Transients.
Yeah. Transients. Transients. Fucking.
There we go. Yeah.
By and large, the people who I've noticed who have been very open to dating me have been military servicemen.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. Like I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know what the appeal is for them.
Yeah.
And that's the awkward thing because I know. Because I identify as female, so I know what it is that I'm looking for. I know what an attractive male is.
Yeah.
So on the flip side of that, I don't know what it is necessarily that they see that they're attracted. Like, I know that they're attracted to the feminine aesthetic.
Yeah.
But there's that whole other angle of me being trans, so I don't know what exactly it is that's alluring to them. But
do you have a problem with this term I've heard, chasers?
Here and there.
These are guys who are like, explain specifically, they want trans women. It's like a fetish. Really.
Yeah.
It's not about, am I dating this person because I like them?
Who happens to be trans. Yeah.
And they happen to be, it's, I want trans girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like those creepy guys who only date Asians.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I guess, everybody to a certain extent has a type. So. Well, in that case,
I dated a Filipino once. That's close enough to not Asian.
Yeah. But in college, I don't do the whole one night stand thing very often. And so it's always been long term relationships. And so the one in high school, was going into the army, and the guy that I dated in college was Marine, and the guy after him was in the army, and the guy right after him was Marine. So
interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. I'm just hanging around the service base.
How is it? Is it awkward? Sort of. I don't know. Like this is a tough question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Like sort of getting it out in the open. To somebody that you're going to potentially love. Because I'm sure, like, you date a few times before maybe it's even brought up that you're transgender.
Well, usually, yeah. If I'm, like, if I'm out and about, if I'm at the movies or if I'm at a bar or a club or whatever with friends and somebody approaches me, before I was fully comfortable with identifying as trans, it was nerve-wracking. And it was really,
right.
Is this guy, how is he going to react to this? Is he going to get all violent and crazy.
Yeah.
And that's never happened. So I'm still kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop as far as that's concerned. But,
yeah, I can imagine that, especially somebody who may be, like hiding their own sort of insecurities about that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
that when confronted with that, they can't justify that that's what they are really into, you know?
Yeah. You know, I was just listening to, who was it? Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And Brian Allen was on. Actually, this morning, I think it was. And he was talking about this girl that he was...
Who's Brian? Brian who?
Allen, I think his last name is.
Is he like a raspy voice comedian?
Yeah.
Kalen. Brian Kalin.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. And so, and he was talking about how he was at a club and he, from across the room, saw this vision of beauty with long flowing blonde hair and she's perfect and everything. Yeah. And they started dancing and grinding and all that. And, a couple hours into the night, they were making out and everything and he accidentally groped her. And there was something there that he was not familiar with. And
well, I'm sure he was very familiar with it.
Yeah, I've groped myself wasn't very many times.
Just attached to, yeah. And yeah. So, yeah, but I haven't come across that yet. Yeah. But there's always hope.
To be randomly groped on the dance floor? Yeah.
By Joe
Here's
Rogan.
Hoping.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. Whereas now, if somebody approaches me, I'll usually, I mean, it's not like, hey, I'm Rafi. Hi, I'm trans.
Yeah.
But
right.
I'll bring it up.
The name card can say that for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I did notice the name tag. That's very nice. Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, no, it hasn't really been an issue. And like with the guys that I've ended up in long-term relationships with, they came into it, I guess, already knowing, or they'd dated people who were trans previously.
Right.
So it wasn't like I was dating a first time. With the exception
even in
of
high
the
school?
I never really dated in high school, no.
Oh, you mentioned somebody in high school that went
Oh, yeah. That was the one exception because he went to Western High School, mm-hmm. and we went to Wera. And we met at like a Jamba Juice or a Juice It Up or whatever. And we were talking and we hung out a couple times. And in the initial dating phase is when I brought it up. And he's like, I didn't really bring up the word trans because I didn't know of the terminology
right.
back then.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I kind of figured you were different. And I'm like, yeah, I am. And that, and I'm like, how do you feel about that? And he's like, I don't know. And that was pretty much the end of that conversation.
Hmm.
And then it lasted for 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
I guess maybe
right
in that
at one
sense,
point, you're like, I'm guessing you're into this.
Yeah.
Like a year in.
Exactly. Like,
yeah. I think we know the answer to that question now.
Right.
Could you please not break up with me while you're in me? Because that would be awkward.
It'd be terribly awkward.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's over. Hold on. I'm not done.
I didn't mean that. That's still going. It took a while.
Now it's over.
But yeah, as far as all that's concerned, I mean, I still see you. Maybe it's just the media sensationalizing all of the horrible instances of trans bashing and stuff. But I haven't seen any yet. So,
like personally, you
personally,
haven't
no.
Yeah.
I mean, I see that all the time when it's on
the media.
Yeah. And actually, you know, there was a friend of a friend. I didn't know her personally, but she was murdered. What, 2 weeks ago?
Fuck.
Yeah. There's that Dairy
I think I
Queen.
Heard about
Did
this.
You hear about that yeah. on the corner of what State College in Lincoln? There's that Dairy Queen back there, and they found her body.
Yikes.
And it was under mysterious circumstances, from what I understand, and they haven't released the autopsy report, but seems rather fishy.
Yeah.
But so I don't know.
Yeah, I follow a few transgendered people on Twitter, and they often like throughout the day will write things about shit they have to deal with. So that's kind of where a lot of these questions are coming from.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole thing with, like, do you tell the guy right away that you're transgendered, or do you wait a couple dates? And then if you wait a couple dates, the guy can be like, oh, you're trying to trick me, and right. get all angry for some reason.
Yeah.
There's that the terminology for that, I guess, is a trap.
A trap,
the
yeah.
The trap. Yeah. And so I don't like to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't really work out.
Yeah, so you usually let them know pretty early.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess that would be like somebody who has, like, herpes who just... I don't know.
Yeah.
By the way,
I just equated my.
Yeah. By the way, that thing.
You shouldn't
not
sure. You shouldn't equate your identity to a disease.
To a disease. Yeah. To an incurable disease. Yes.
Or a, is it?
But,
well, if it's a disease, we can cure it.
Yeah. Virus never goes away.
Yeah.
But like, how do you come? You know, how do you, in essence, tell the person that you're interested in? Like, hey, I have this thing.
Right.
So with me, it's just, hey, this is just who I am, and it's not really an issue.
I think that's probably one of the most sort of troubling things probably about this subsect of the alternative community in general, because, like, if you identify as gay, there is a gay community with other gay people that sort of understand and move forward with, sort of that sort of social circle, you know, uh-huh. lesbian, whatever. But because presumably, because you're identifying as female and are attracted to essentially straight males uh-huh. for the most part, there's that sort of gray area.
Exactly.
That doesn't exist in the other alternative lifestyle.
Right.
You know.
Right. Circles. And the dating pool is very gay men go for other gay men. Right. Yeah. Gay men don't date trans people.
Right.
You
right.
know, yeah. And so there's no crossover there.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's probably trans people that date other trans people.
Right. Right.
I thought I read an article a while ago that two people met while they were their birth gender and then went through transitions and while they were together and stayed together
through,
yeah, to where.
What, like magnets and they just canceled each other out?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like it was more of a trading places.
Yeah, yeah, they sort of, sort of switched genders through the midst of their relationship.
Oh, interesting.
Nice.
But I can't believe that that's typical.
Yeah.
You know, within the community.
Yeah. And so, and for the men who are interested in dating trans women outside of trans.
I thought you were about to give your email address.
For a good time. You know, 5 for a good 5 time.
Yeah. No, and there's outside of, you know, like seedy bars and clubs, there's not really a whole lot of, places to meet trans women. Yeah. And the only exposure.
Some of the dating sites don't even have it as an option.
Exactly.
In the gender selection.
And the ones that are trans-specific seem to be just marketing sex. It's right. not necessarily
it's a relationships fetish market.
Or, yeah. You're not going to find me on Christian Mingle. Sorry.
Yeah. J-Date. J-Date.
Yeah, J-Date.
Yeah.
Black Friend Finder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunate that sort of the places that you would go to sort of meet people that would be sort of like-minded, at least, sexually, uh-huh. Would be seedy bars and, yeah. and like yeah. gross places that probably would be extremely scary just in general.
Right. Which is why going back to the whole tranny slur, if right. you will, that's why we're trying to get away from that because we're trying to have an identity outside of just being sexualized.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So if we can be trans without being associated with porn, then maybe more men would
yeah.
be more open to seeing us and not see us as being kind of a dehumanized subcategory.
Right.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want to go to work and be referred to as an otter all the time.
That wouldn't be fun.
Sometimes, you know, just why I need a self-esteem boost.
This is Dean. He's straight and white.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, we all know you're into that.
Exactly, yeah. Here's a weird question.
Okay.
You brought up the porn. Do you think that maybe?
No, I haven't done porn.
No.
Would you like?
Well,
to do
I'll
so.
Put away all of this equipment then.
We are in a garage.
What we called nerdigories and our
what we called cum dancers
yeah, yeah.
is actually
our final round
and
here
cum.
Is yeah. called cum dancers. I hope
That's
you're
true.
Okay.
I
with
hope we
that.
Don't have to do that. This time. We'll explain that if that happens.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
These are just jokes. No. Like, do you think that maybe, sort of, the porn, the transgender porn, or like the easy accessibility to, those alternative types of porn, opens, maybe a sort of window for people to express, like, to want to express their sexuality outside of like some weird, like, shame box?
You know, there's a good and bad with that. And that's true for all porn, you know,
yeah.
because it seems to be like an outlet for people's desires that they wouldn't necessarily have a voice to.
Right.
Right.
But, the problem is when that becomes the new box that they're stuck in.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So from not being able to verbalize it to seeing this and being associated with that only. And then they don't move past that.
And I imagine the way that transgender people in porn are depicted is very different and very specific to getting somebody off, so that probably wouldn't be an accurate yeah. representation.
Exactly.
Either.
It's well, kind of
yeah,
like
I'm
how
not, yeah, I'm not saying it's a marker for life, but
it's kind of like how lesbians barely scissor. But if you watch
every lesbian porn,
all they do.
It's all scissoring.
Scissor me timbers.
Because you know what gets off a straight dude? Scissoring.
Yeah. Watching a vagina touch another vagina is totally like, yes.
Well, you lost
it's
me
like,
there.
It's like, girls have, girls have orgasms when you rub their tits? Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah.
That is always the weirdest part.
Like, they're going, And then you try to, and then you try to do it, and they go like, "Why do you keep doing
stop
that?"
It. Stop.
Like,
why, well, you're not turning on a shower.
Porno taught me to do this.
I mean, like, there are obviously those people that sort of get lost.
Are you talking about the young the young guy in Kentucky who's sort of struggling with his sexuality or identity, and then he sees the website and go, "Oh, okay."
Well, I mean, like,
is that what you mean?
You sort of never know what you might like or what you might not like unless you're sort of exposed to it, right? So, like, I'm saying I'm not the person that is like super obsessed with porn, like like in the sort of mainstay of people. Like, if you just take an average cross section, the person who occasionally watches porn for whatever reasons. Now, if they come across
for whatever reason,
for whatever reason,
for
informational purposes,
I'm writing a report on this.
For research purposes.
I know a guy in college that studied porn so that he could learn how to eat pussy better.
Really?
Yes.
That would not watch, be the right place
for you. He would watch lesbian porn.
Okay.
Because he figured
like lesbian porn
that
for
ladies
or...
would be best at pleasing ladies.
Fun fact, here's how you can tell lesbian porn is horse shit. They have long fingernails.
I saw the
that
funniest
would not
meme.
Happen.
No. I saw the funniest meme on Facebook the other day. It was a picture of a hand, like, with a manicure, except that the pointer finger and middle finger were left without acrylics.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And it
there
said, lesbians just got her nails did. It made me giggle.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that is completely horseshit. Because don't, what the fuck are you doing? That's sharp and jaggedy.
Fucking Wolverine claws.
You're not
away
putting
from
that in me.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, like. Hold on. I got a beard hair in my throat.
I hope it's yours.
I cannot tell you how many times that's happened to me.
Occasionally happens. The mustache sort of gets sucked in when I breathe. It's bad news.
Well, you shouldn't breathe in while you're kissing a guy.
I know, but it's more enjoyable.
Hold
that
your
way,
breath.
Dean. No, I mean, like, porn has sort of lost a bit of its stigma in general, I think.
Yeah.
And while it's not a very accurate sort of scope on real life, it may sort of help to expose that person who's like, I don't know what I like. Like,
yeah.
Where would you be if you had never seen Asian porn, Dean?
probably not in so many Asian people.
I'm just saying. No, I'm kidding. But that is one thing about especially internet porn where shit will just pop up at you.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
I had no idea that I could keep my boner through that.
Yeah. Sometimes literally shit will pop up at you.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
You know.
That's when you get on the German sites.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of it's really weird, but people are into that, right?
Yeah.
There's a community for those people, too.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about those people.
Yeah.
Just saying.
What do you mean, those people?
The poopy people.
Poopy people. Poopy people.
They're people, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poopy
that like to poop on each other.
He wasn't.
I sort of lost where I was going with that, but
yeah, you did.
But yeah, but no, I guess if that's the segue into normalization is through porn. Is that what you're trying to say?
Like, I'm wondering if that's aided even a little bit. I mean, that's not like
maybe
a question you can answer, but like,
I have to wonder about that. I'm not somebody who watches porn on a daily basis, so I don't know. But what I have heard from a lot of my straight male friends is, on a lot of the porn websites outside of the regular straight porn that's featured, the next thing that's in abundance is trans porn.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's clearly
its own
a market for it.
Full on category.
That seems
on YouTube.
That seems significant to me as far
did
as
you
like,
have a little thing you could go straight, gay, or trans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's not even just a little dark hidden away thing anymore. So
you know,
I think that's sort of what I was trying to get at is that like it's becoming less stigmatized.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's depicting something that is true to life, or like whether it's objectifying the trans person in the porn or whatever. That's still sort of, you know,
right. I think we're kind of in the infancy of acceptance as far as the trans thing is. And so if it happens to be through there, fine. We have to start somewhere, I guess.
Yeah.
So
it's not exactly the March on Washington, but you know, it's a start.
But it's not like, Stonewall.
If it sort of opens that door to where like we went on a date and I had a great time, you know, and then it's brought up that you're trans. If it has gone past the stigma of like, oh, that's weird or gross, you know, like, that would to me mean that it would be a closer step towards acceptance, because I watched that. I was okay with it.
You wouldn't want somebody
Doesn't off put me.
You wouldn't want somebody to think that their relationship is going to pan out the same way that it does in the porn.
Well, no, but I think
I have to do is order a pizza.
See, but I think that even with straight porn, like if you think that that's the expectation of your sex life, with a girl that you meet,
but I would think, like, speaking as somebody who's not trans, like I wouldn't know what is specifically done in porn that differs from real life when it comes to trans porn. So I don't know.
I'm saying more or less it has to do with fuck.
Well, it has a lot to do with fuck.
Yeah. It does have a lot to do with fucking. It has more to do with the sort of like, we're all sort of uncomfortable in our own skin. We're all uncomfortable sort of like being naked for the first time in front of somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, you know what? With my last ex, we were together, God, I just turned 30. We were together for 4 years. And he was deployed multiple times during that period. But about 6 months into the relationship, we got to the point where we're like, okay, this is getting kind of serious. And he introduced me to his family and everything. And it was never, at least he never showed it to me, but it was never something that was stressful or a point of contention for him. And he came from a very conservative, he came from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, upper middle class. And so I really was taken aback by just how comfortable his family accepted me, and it was never really an issue. So maybe I'm kind of encapsulated in some shelter bubble where things...
You're just lucking out in every...
Exactly.
Yeah,
you have a main character shield or something. Right. Like,
why has this stuff not happened to me? I don't know.
Right. You're your own Mary Sue.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, like, we want horrible stories here.
Yeah, sorry you brought me on, and I was never, you know, stuffed into lockers in high school and all that stuff.
I think this is all good.
No, no, no. I am happy that
we want
that shit happen to you. Yeah, yeah, no.
Well, in that case, yeah.
I mean, like, it does. Like, it reinforces, like, my faith in humanity a little bit.
It does,
like,
yeah.
I'm part of
a lot of people, though, aren't so lucky, you know?
No, I know, but...
That's the thing. Yeah. So I think, if anything, I would be the rarity in that.
Right.
Because then, again, the flip side is what we were talking about, of another trans person who just happened to be murdered 2 weeks ago. So... Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Does the increasing level of those types of stories, or like as it gets sort of closer to your circle, as a friend of a friend, does that raise your guard a tremendous amount?
It hasn't really changed how I operate on a daily basis, but I am a little more aware.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like I'm putting myself in positions where that would happen. It's not like, I don't know. I don't know exactly the specifics of that. I don't know, because it happened really early, that person that we were talking about. And so this was like at 2 or 3 in the morning, and that isn't exactly the nicest neighborhood. So I don't know if she was, I don't even want to put it out there. Maybe she was prostituting. I don't know. I don't know what she was doing. So is it because of that that she was killed? Is it because, you know, like, what exactly led to her?
What led to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it even trans-related, or was it
a random? Exactly. Or was it just a random killing?
Right. Just
was it...
anybody would have been... Whoever was there would have been killed or something like that.
Right, and she just happened to be trans, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Usually that's not how it works. Usually there's a motive and all that shit, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a scary world. It's even scarier to be even, like, the slightest bit different. You know, I think it's...
Yeah. But no, I've never been fired from a job. I've never been ostracized.
Do you get people who purposely use the wrong pronouns on you?
Initially, here and there, but they were few and far between. And not as a way to insult me, but they just
really
didn't.
They just fucked up.
They just didn't know anything.
Word,
exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Because I follow this person on Twitter who they kind of identify as a non-gender conforming, fluid. They use the word demigirl before because they're girlish.
Okay.
That's how they identify. And their pronouns are literally, you call them they, them, and there. Like, you don't say he or she. That's the pronouns that they go by.
Our language really sucks for this.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
That's unanimous at this table.
Something they've brought up before on Twitter is how hard that is sometimes to get across to people. Like, people will be like, well, you can't just, they is plural. You can't just use it for one person. And it's like, well, yeah, you can, because language is all made up anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can kind of do what you want with it. You can create your own words. That's how literally now means figuratively.
Right.
It happened because enough people use it as figuratively.
Isn't it actually in the
The dictionary now says that literally can also mean non-literally.
Right. Yeah. Not in non-literal context.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, language changes. It's just what happens.
Right.
Like, when Shakespeare wrote his plays, there might have been people go, you can't just make up all these fucking words, bro.
Watch me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, wasn't he the one who coined the term drag?
Did he? I didn't even know that.
So, yeah, because back then it was only males who were allowed in plays.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so drag was short for dressed as girl.
I did really? Not know
yes.
that.
Holy shit, we just got an etymology lesson.
Wow.
Entomology?
Entomology.
Entomology. Etymology is bugs.
And so in the play...
No, entomology is bugs.
Entomology.
Etymology is language. Yeah.
I knew I was on the
another
right
tangent.
Track.
Another tangent.
Those cross-dressing bugs.
Yeah. Ladybugs.
What were you saying? Shakespeare?
That's pretty much where the origin of that word came from.
That makes so much sense.
Doesn't I know.
Like,
I had no clue.
How that was never connected
also,
before.
He invented the word cunt.
Did he?
Did no. he really? No. Damn.
Fantastic.
Damn.
That was Emmanuel cunt.
That is a word I've not given up yet.
Emmanuel cunt.
But I never call that to a woman. It's all my friends.
Not unless you want all of your belongings thrown at your face.
Yeah.
And everything that's near her.
It's all just buddies.
I only say it to myself in the mirror every morning while I'm pointing at myself and crying.
I do call myself that word a lot, too.
I think that's just your sort of... you love Britain so much.
I do love British culture. Yeah. And to them, that
he loves
word
Chaucer.
Does not mean the same thing it does in America.
Not at all. Well, like it kind of does, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's more widely used as a slang.
It's more like an asshole. Or,
Yeah.
I just said that a cunt is like an asshole.
But, fanny in Britain is vagina.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so
here
it is.
It's butt.
Hey, Britain. No, it's not.
No, they invented the language, Corey.
No.
Yeah, they get first dibs.
No.
That's so why they always laugh at
they're
fanny
wrong.
Pack.
Like a fanny pack is a vagina pack? Is
yeah.
That,
yeah, to them, yeah.
Well, that makes more sense because you wear it in the front.
That's
so
true.
It does, yes.
I never wear it in the back.
Yeah.
I never wear it.
I used to have coaches that would wear it off to the side. That was a classy.
That's a funny place.
They would hide their
fanny.
They're fucking
yeah.
Jew?
Yeah. I had a few coaches that would have like skull in their fanny packs while we were
so
playing
hack
football.
Coach. That's like stereotypical.
It is
coach.
Coach.
Wow.
But, like around. Like fucking high school kids, just dipping,
dude,
spitting all over the field.
I had a kindergarten teacher who smoked in front of us.
What?
Yes.
What?
She would play guitar for us.
And smoke?
And be smoking. Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're not allowed to do that in front of kids.
So this is the Courtney Love Elementary School?
No.
It
was Clara Barton.
Dull
right
parts.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
There was our kindergarten teacher smoked, and it didn't hit us till years later that was bad.
Miss Krabappel was a smoker.
Krabappel, yeah.
No.
Just smoke, like in the classroom, just smoking right. Maybe, what year was that? Maybe that wasn't. Maybe the next year that became a bad thing.
Like, I'm sorry, were teachers always allowed to smoke
who
in
knows?
Their classrooms?
I don't fucking know.
Really? Well, so like it wasn't like she went and like took a smoke break or stepped
no,
out of
the
classroom.
No, she would smoke in class, like up in front of the class.
This is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was crazy.
No, that's not, no.
No, I had like one person who made it to high school from my kindergarten class.
Uh-huh.
And
that's sad.
And the rest of them died of lung cancer.
No, they were just like emphysema, all went to different schools or whatever. Oh, like okay. We all, like the one person who I'd known since kindergarten, and I asked her one day, I'm like, did our kindergarten teacher smoke in front of us? Because I had weird memories of it. Mm. She's like, yeah, all the time. It was crazy. I was like, holy shit.
That's insane.
Yeah. And then we had who would fart in front of us.
What a dick.
What didn't he do in front of us? He was the one who actually tried to get me to go to the 10-year reunion. And so,
yeah. Did he? I didn't go to that either.
I didn't ask. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the friends that I have.
I kept, like, all the people not going were, like, the cool people.
Exactly.
Like, the people I liked. And I was like, oh, okay.
Why do I want to pay to see the people?
I figured, the people I didn't like were the ones going.
I figured none of those people wanted me to go to any parties while I was in high school. Why should I go to one 10 years later?
Yeah.
Little Corey.
He's just a hurt little man. Over
there. Yeah, like my senior year, there was a whole bunch of revelations that people told me that I was like, you know what? Some information, I don't know, sophomore year would have helped me
out
a lot.
Weren't you on a list too?
Yes.
Of like,
I found
guy
out my senior year that I was on some fucking random list. That the girls of the school sort of had this like secret list,
like guys who
of guys that they would potentially like to blow or bang.
Oh, I thought it was like these guys eat pussy well list.
I don't know what like if I was subcategorized or whatnot.
Isn't that some kind of urban legend for every high school that there's always?
I was told by one of my friends who was a girl. I was like, you know, you're on some list, right? I was like, what list?
The hit list.
Yeah, pretty much list. Like guys
the
that
herpes list.
Guys that are super hot or like guys that would be like you'd want to date or you know whatever.
Yeah. Take it.
I found out
like
3 months before we were supposed to graduate. I was like, I could have used that information. It would have been so helpful.
Corey.
What?
Maybe they got you confused with a different Corey.
They might have. They might have. Yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Because that ugly Corey was getting a ton of tail.
Yeah.
The other Corey? Yeah. Totally ugly.
Corey Montoff.
Ton of tail. No. Yeah. Yeah, the Glee kid.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Don't do heroin.
Yeah.
Stay in
school.
Was
he on heroin?
Yeah.
Was that what happened?
That's you know that.
Heroin.
Oh.
Just stop doing heroin, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what just happened in my brain? I thought he died in a car accident. I was getting him confused with Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, car accident.
Car accident.
Ironic
Texas
car accident.
Ranger.
Corey Monteith, heroin.
Heroin. Okay.
Heroin.
Yeah.
In Canada, of all places.
Of all places.
Of all places. They don't do anything in Canada. How could?
Apparently they do heroin.
They do a lot of heroin.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
You want to feel good when you're inside.
Yeah. How else are you going to hibernate up there?
Right?
Heroin and fuck mooses.
Mounties.
Are we at Nerdigory's time?
I do have to say, before we jump into this game, though, that thank you for coming, first of all.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
thank you for being open.
It's helpful because, like, this is... Trans issues is something I've wanted to bring up on the show.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
But it's hard to talk about that with three fucking cisgendered white boys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I
was
glad
we had... It'd
be
like me getting into a circle and be like, let's talk about Negro issues today.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No perspective.
Like our gay episode was lacking a gay person to talk about.
Yeah. It was one. We took it from a different perspective. Like we tried to go from like
we did the aren't we great and progressive perspective.
No. Like our perspective was really, really, really trying to figure out.
Well, I never teased her, so it never happened.
Nope.
We were trying to figure out like sort of the media impact,
like gay characters in shows,
or prominent celebrities coming out. And how that impacts the acceptance as a nation.
Would you say a lot of the...
And even when we were in high school, that you never would have saw that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, celebrities coming out?
Yeah, like they were few.
I remember Ellen coming out when we were...
Yeah, and she lost her show because of it.
Next season she was gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now she's the biggest daytime talk show
now
host in the world.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nobody gives a fuck that Ellen's gay.
Yeah.
Well, probably because she's got a girlfriend that's fucking super hot.
There oh my
go.
God.
Give it 5 years and you're going to have a transsexual... daytime talk
well
show.
Shit, Laverne Cox from Orange
she's
is the New Black
right
is huge
now.
Right now.
Yeah.
And we as the trans community, we love her right now because she's extremely articulate and intelligent. And
are you crossing your fingers like no weird scandal?
Exactly.
Please.
Yeah, please.
Don't
for
be
the
a
love
dummy
of God. Don't do anything wrong.
Yeah
because she's pretty much it.
Yeah,
the poster child for trans America.
Well, like
and
prior
she's
to
lucked out because I mean she happens to be on one of the biggest shows that's happening right now.
Yeah.
So
prior to her, I guess it would.
You know what though? It does take
different
somebody to write that story too. Like somebody to be, you know, like to open those doors for a show to be okay with, pushing those issues,
uh-huh.
Making those character choices too, yeah. as well. That's another big step.
And the portrayal of her character and through the writing is extremely realistic and human. I mean, albeit it's within the microcosm of a female prison.
Yeah.
But the words that are coming out of her mouth are extremely true and real and authentic. So
nice.
Props to the writers.
Good.
Yeah.
Who isn't the writer of that show?
Weeds.
Weeds, yeah. That's
yeah.
They also wrote Weeds. I think that was a show you liked, Corey, right?
I did
the
like
first Weeds. Couple seasons that I liked, and yeah. then they does really
have,
jumped the shark.
Does it have
then.
The same tone as Weeds?
Kind of.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm planning on it.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Season 2 just came out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's those Netflix shows where they release it all at once.
Yes.
So, like, both seasons are on Netflix right now.
Like my favorite show, House of Cards.
Yes.
Yes. Which I binge-watched.
He's fantastic.
Kevin Spacey?
Yes.
I thought you meant Corey.
And Robin Wright.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah I was going to... We were going to have a whole other topic open up about how you're wrong
I'm
about
married.
Corey.
Slow down.
I guess I'm going to have to move over to Dean, then.
Yeah. I think part of maybe why you've been sort of in a bubble is... you've always come off to me, and like even now, as very comfortable being you, and I think that has a lot to do with the way people will receive you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
somebody who is going through their sort of identity struggle and trying to figure out how they work, you know, is going to seem awkward to people who are receiving that person. To them,
that's
you know?
True. And for high schoolers, I mean, it's basically just a big,
they're waiting for blood in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so any kind of weakness.
Yeah.
They're going to jump on. So if you don't show any kind of weakness, they're...
Don't go to the anime club.
What happens at the anime club?
Furries.
Well, us, yeah,
ruin it.
Aside from the furry Venn diagram, that also is a sign of weakness that people jump on you for. Now go to the anime club. Fuck it. It's just a joke.
Well, it's sort of a reoccurring theme that we take away from this podcast on occasion is that really like be comfortable being you.
Yeah.
You know, like anybody listening out there who might have similar feelings of like not knowing who they are, whether it be in relation to their gender or their sexuality or even, you know, what sort of subcategory of nerd they want to fit
even
into.
Even if you're on the football team, but you'd rather be singing with the choir.
Exactly. No. You know, like, I mean,
sing it loud and proud.
If you want to crochet a Kirby doll.
We all, exactly. Yeah. If you want to pick up Japanese crocheting, do it. We all have reasons why we would want to sort of shut in and be a shy kid. And if
that's the name of the show.
Shy kid.
Just trying to bring it all to like a Jerry Springer point here before we got into Nerdagories. But
be good to each other and yourself.
Now you two naked women fight each other, please.
don't be afraid to be you is the message to listeners.
Good. Absolutely. Really. Agreed.
Jerry Springer, by the way, that's like in his contract that he will keep doing that show if they let him.
Do they still do
is
the Jerry Springer show?
Oh, yeah.
It's still on.
Are you serious?
No, I thought it's just reruns.
It's hard to tell
because
we all have jobs, but it's still on.
I thought he just passed it off to Steve.
I thought there was just
Steve
like.
He has his own show.
I know.
Show.
I saw that he has his own show.
His show is serious.
Okay. Really?
Steve's show is a very,
oh, he gets
like,
into people's faces and tries to reform, like, bad children.
I thought it was just Naked
oh, that's
Fight
good...
Hour on pay-per-view. Yeah.
He does that, but he does, like, he calmly talks
Hold
to
on.
People, whereas
Hold
Jerry
on.
Springer's show is people
No, but Jerry Springer has a new show, too, doesn't he, on, like, the Game Show Network? It's called Baggage.
Baggage, yes.
Is that, like, a game show? I'm assuming.
It's a dating show.
It's the weirdest mindfuck of a dating show ever.
Yeah.
There was a trans person that was in her baggage.
Right. The pilot
yes.
episode.
Like, oh, I have yes. this problem.
The pilot
though.
Episode.
Exactly. Like, do you still want to date me?
Yeah.
There was a girl, like, she had narrowed it down to two of the guys. And they open up the suitcases and they're like, one of these guys has had sex with a man and the other guy, like, cheated on his taxes 1 year. And she's like,
I remember this one.
She has
I
to
saw
pick,
the YouTube clip.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to pick the baggage that she doesn't like or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's revealed which one
Right.
After she picks, it's fucked up.
What did she pick? I forget.
I think she picked the guy that had sex with a man once or something like that. Or
oh, nice.
Dismissed him. I don't know. I don't know enough about the show, but like.
Oh, hey, Gwen Stefani did, right?
Have sex with a man once?
No, she picked the guy who had sex with a man.
Gavin?
I didn't know Gavin was.
Gavin had sex with men?
Oh, wow.
With a trans person?
Did I really?
Did I read that inappropriately? No, I mean, that was...
I have no clue.
I haven't
heard of this.
Yes.
She grew up, like, literally, like, a block away
from
me.
She went to our high school. That was our claim to fame.
Yeah. Yep.
Class of 87.
Yep.
I think.
We've all, since then, have been trying to get more famous than her. It hasn't happened.
No. Nobody will eclipse her. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
From our high school?
Shy Kids is close.
Yeah, we're really close.
I knew her. We went to high school with her cousin also.
Yeah.
Really?
My friend in high school dated her cousin.
I did not know that. Yeah.
He was Gwen Stefani's cousin.
Look at that.
Got another boy name I need to bleep.
My life is complete.
Anyway, I was never attracted to her because of that, because I could see his face in her. I could totally
now
see him.
Now I
like,
see it.
If
you slathered red lipstick on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I didn't get invited to parties, because like, I hung out with through most of high school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
didn't have cable, and we were in PE together, so he would reenact the entire South Park episode for me.
Really?
Yes.
How kind.
Wow. Like, tell me everything that happened in every joke. It was awesome.
Yeah, like through
like I
in high school.
There's seasons of South Park that I only know through that I've probably never seen. But I know what happened because of
it's so awesome.
Yeah. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Name, yeah, bleep. I had a weird encounter with his parents at like a back to school night.
Oh yeah. Oh, you told me about this.
Yeah, like we, you know, back to school night. For those of you listening who don't know, is like your parents come to school like a month in
at night.
At night, yeah, and they meet all your teachers.
It's kind of like the setup to a porno, but
a little bit.
It's like beginning of the year open house.
It is, yes. Yeah. It's an open house at the school. And I ran into this particular individual and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, hey, what's going on? And like, was super cordial with him because he was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And his mom sort of pulled me aside and like thanked me for being his friend.
Oh, wow.
Like,
was he some like at risk youth or something?
No, I mean, he was kind of a weird guy.
He was just a weird kid.
But like, he was interesting.
Yeah.
Weird. You know? I mean, proof of this podcast. Like,
there you go.
I'm interested in people that are interesting.
Seriously,
you know?
I'm looking back on our high school years, and if I could be friends with half the people that were weird back then, you know?
Right, they're the interesting people.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
People who need people.
But it was really, really sort of awkward for his mother to be like, thanks for taking my son on as a charity case. Because I was like...
Yeah, like an obligation. Like,
what? Here's your money.
Yeah, exactly. It was super weird. I didn't feel weird about hanging out with him until that moment. And I think that's what sort of, you know, sort of finalized the sort of divide between us. But then my best friend ended up dating his sister. And we'd hung out a couple more times, but like it was weird. Like, you shouldn't say that. If you're a parent out there, don't say
she
that.
She probably really looked like
his sister.
That'd have been worse, yeah, for me.
No, his sister's pretty hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So many bleeps.
So many bleeps of names that I got to deal with now.
This is why we can't have people we went to high school with on as guests.
Yeah.
Because we start reminiscing and then
Dean just sits there and goes,
all right, Dean, next time you bring in somebody you went to high school with.
He did that. He brought in.
That's right.
Oh yeah, Timothy.
Dane. He did go to high school,
and they didn't talk about high school at all. They were very courteous.
Yeah,
to
we
us.
Kept it professional.
They had like other stuff to talk about.
Yeah. All right, I think it's Nerdigory's.
It's Nerdigory's.
Nerdigory's. So this week I got a good one. Favorite modern comedy movies.
Shoot.
Modern comedy movies.
Now, here's how I'm defining modern.
Yeah, define modern.
After the year 2000.
So, millennial.
Millennial.
Damn.
Comedies.
Yeah.
If you had specified that, man, Schindler's List is out.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's pre-2000.
Is 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Count? That was a knee slapper.
There's no way 2001 A Space Odyssey would count. Oh. That fucking snooze fest.
Oh, but
very artsy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so each of us are going to write a list of five.
How broad are we going with the term comedy?
Well, okay, do we want to include dramedies? Or should we say straight comedy?
Yeah, how do you? I don't know.
Maybe that's something that we would debate in a case by case basis.
Okay,
let's do it that way.
Because I can think of one that's definitely a dramedy, but then the rest of mine are all like comedies.
Yeah. Although you haven't written your list yet.
No, I'm saying like as I'm thinking about it now.
Oh, okay.
It was my topic. You don't think I've already thought of this?
You probably already have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
It could be sort of. There was laughs. There was laugh out louds.
There's a lot of laughs.
There was lulls somewhere in when you watched these particular
Not
movies.
Somewhere, because you fucking. There's jokes in Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, Seven had some jokes.
Yeah. What's in the box? Part was hilarious.
Again, yeah. Up for debate, because I'll have to scratch Seven off my list now.
Oh, sorry. And that's pre-2000, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's like
I don't know. It's all fabulous Brad Pitt is what it is.
Yeah.
To the box.
Okay,
so we're going to take a break. We're each going to write a list of five, and we'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
I never knew my life was such a fucking joke.
Now I feel bad.
I don't at all.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids. We are the shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Then we're black.
Oh, we're black now. Oh, let's get it back.
We are.
Fun. Yeah. The whitest show you could ever say that about.
The opinions expressed by Dina, not necessarily those shared by the rest of the show.
And we're back.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, boom, before the break, we talked about our Nerdagory's topic, which was what, Doc?
I forget. No, it's modern comedy movies. That's any modern being 2000 and after.
Okay.
So yeah. The year 2000.
From the year 2000 on comedies that have.
That's AD, by the way.
Oh, after
2000 AD,
after that, dark.
Okay. Yeah. Does that change your
list? Yeah, hold on. Let me re-edit my list.
Not Fred the greatest story ever was told. Hilarious.
That's an old ass reference. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Who won? I won last time.
You did.
But you know what? I think we should defer to our guests.
You want our guests to go first?
Okay.
Guests?
I think so.
Rafi.
So, do we do one at a time?
One at a time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you want to explain the rules?
Yes.
Yeah,
please.
We do a round robin style. So you read yours, and then. We'll usually say something. And then we each go around and read one off the list.
And bash everybody's selections.
And then
okay. If
you match, like if we say one that's on your list, you have to say, oh, I have that. And then those cancel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The idea is to try to have the most unique list.
Yeah. And you get points for having a unique entry.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes you the most nerdy.
Yeah. Then you're the nerd of the week.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You win.
You're saying that off mic.
I know. I was looking for a pen. You win absolutely nothing except for pride.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. My first movie was Pitch Perfect.
That is a great movie.
Damn it!
I told you this is a hard This is a fucking hard list to write.
Did you write that?
No, I didn't. Okay. But that's a goddamn great movie. Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Pitch Perfect is what I tell people is. Imagine if Glee was good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Pitch Perfect's great.
Yes. Yeah. Pitch Perfect is.
Have you seen Pitch Perfect yet?
I have not.
You gotta watch Pitch Perfect.
I'll put that on my quiz.
You're not like afraid of vomit, are you?
No.
Because there's a significant amount of
vomit. You're not an emetophobe.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Emetophobe, yeah.
I ain't afraid of no vomit.
Okay. Yeah. Then watch Pitch Perfect.
All right. Shit. You gotta get all aggressive.
Watch fucking Pitch Perfect.
All right.
You know what, Dean?
Stop it, Dad.
Dean, just go watch it right now. And I expect a full report tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Okay. No. Yeah.
And we're back.
All right.
Then we're black.
At least do it before the sequel comes out, because that is in production right now.
That's true. Yeah.
Pitch Perfect. I'm so excited.
I am so upset
that I didn't put that movie. Yeah. I went back.
Yeah.
Like, you said, you know, after the year 2000, I went like, all right, so what did I watch in 2002?
Yeah, you're like, wait,
most
back.
Of my
yeah.
shit is so old. Go ahead. Anyway, Dean, next.
Oh, we're going counterclockwise. Okay.
Yeah. Point.
Point for Raffi.
My first one is Superbad.
I have Superbad.
It's a four-way cancellation.
Holy shit. It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a really good movie.
One of the best modern comedies ever.
My favorite soundtrack on my
and
list.
Yeah. It does have a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
And it has Emma Stone in it.
It does have Emma Stone
She's
in
fantastic.
It.
She's fantastic.
It had Bootsy Collins doing the music.
That's Did he? True.
Yeah. They had a making of that had Bootsy Collins and the keyboard player for Parliament Funkadelic, whose name I forget right now.
Really? Ah. I did not know. I just thought that they had like a music supervisor was like, yeah, we make it funky.
Yeah.
No, they did
they
all
got
that.
I didn't know that they were like their shit.
You know who we should get? Bootsy Collins.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Doing. Yeah.
All right. So no points for
nobody
any
gets
on that one.
Super bad.
I'm super bad.
My first one is
that's on my list.
Oh, movie from 2004. it was like a small movie that I wasn't expecting much from because I just saw a trailer for it. I'm like, oh, that looks funny, and I went and saw it in the theater, and I loved it, and now it's one of my favorite movies ever. Shaun of the Dead.
It's on my list.
Damn.
Yeah.
Don't have it.
Wow.
Oh, I was Corey. Yeah, fuck.
So have you seen like The World's End?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We did a whole Cornetto trilogy
Very
day.
Nice.
We saw all three movies together on the same day. They showed them in a row.
Okay.
Yeah.
The day that they premiered.
Yeah.
World's End.
Yeah.
I wear my T-shirt often.
Your World's End T-shirt.
Yeah.
Or your Cornetto trilogy T-shirt.
No, yeah. it's a World's End T-shirt. It World's has like, the map okay. of all of the.
Mine didn't fit.
No, you gave it to me.
That's
and I
what
wear
happened.
It. I wear it all the
oh,
time.
Okay, that's right. I gave it to you.
And I get stopped because people see on the back it says like what's the like the hungry cock or something like the thirsty cock or something like that is one of the the bars.
That's my porn name.
The thirsty cock.
All right. So no points for me.
No Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
This is all right.
Corey.
My list is dwindling.
Yeah.
First on my list is a movie that is puppets.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And it's
marionettes.
They are marionettes.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, my dad watched the shit out of the Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Like he was trying to like it was like the way I make my kid watch the Ninja Turtles now. My dad was like, "You're gonna love this."
Yeah.
And it was super creepy. So like I got all the fucking shit that they were making fun of in Team America when it came out. But yeah, Team America World Police
almost
cracked my
shit.
Yeah, I almost had it on mine.
Yes, puppets. Fucking.
I actually
great
got a point.
Movie.
Fuck.
You got a point. Good job.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No.
All right, so that's round one.
Okay, round two.
That was a brutal round.
Raffi, round
second
holy
round. Shit. Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, I have this one. It's one of my favorite movies right now, but I don't know that. I mean, it's kind of a dark comedy. It's more of a character study, so I don't know that it would count necessarily. I mean, I laughed the fuck
Annie
out of it.
Hall. It's a little old.
2000.
Yeah. It's a Woody Allen film.
Okay.
So, Blue Jasmine.
You know, I have not seen it.
Blue Jasmine.
I heard it's really good, though. So it's good? So,
I loved it. Yeah. It's Cate Blanchett, so she could sit there and read the telephone book.
Yeah. That's the first time that there's been a Woody Allen movie where like the main character in it didn't sound like Woody Allen.
Right.
Yeah.
To me.
It
like,
wasn't
in the
neurotic.
Trailer,
yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
every Woody Allen film, there's always like that one character who's
well, just, yeah. If Woody Allen's not playing the character, he gets somebody, whoever the lead is in the movie to be Woody Allen-ish.
Yeah,
yeah. Remember when Jason Biggs was Woody Allen in one of his movies?
There was the one before Blue Jasmine too, where it was Owen Wilson as Woody Allen.
Oh fucking
Midnight in Paris!
Midnight in Paris. I love Midnight that in Paris. Too. That movie's great.
That was good.
I slept through it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What a dick.
I was really tired when I put it on.
He was time traveling through.
I know. Look, I need to rewatch it.
You should.
When I watched it.
It was time travel. You love time travel.
I know. It was one of those things where like, I know I'll watch this movie because nobody else in my house would want to watch this movie, and then, put it on. Because it was later at night and fell asleep.
Yeah, okay.
And then was disappointed in myself for falling asleep because I really wanted to see it.
Right.
But yeah.
That's acceptable then. All right. Points. Points
all
for
right.
you.
Yay.
My next one is Bad Santa.
Oh,
that,
Corey's.
That doesn't count as a comedy.
Corey's
didn't laugh
least once. Favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah. Corey can eat a dick.
I mean, did not.
It's no elf.
Unless he wants to, then he can't.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, Bad Santa is a great movie. I didn't put it on my list.
Well, great. I mean, that's subjective.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with eating dicks, damn it?
Well, that's why I said if he wanted to, he doesn't get to. It depends on him.
Yeah, he can either eat a dick or he doesn't get one if he wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like either way, you don't get what you want.
I try to be inclusive.
Yeah.
I prefer, personally, not to eat dicks.
Okay, then you get a big fat dick in your throat.
I got it.
Thank you.
All right. Point
Bad
for
Santa.
Game.
Yeah.
Yay.
Still questionable as whether or not it's a comedy.
Shut up. Okay. This is my favorite movie.
Straight of all time.
Favorite movie. Okay. And it's a dramedy. So I hope it counts. Cause there is a lot of laughs in it, but there's a lot of just seriousness. The Life Aquatic.
That's a good one.
A really good movie.
That is a good movie.
Underrated Wes Anderson movie.
Very underrated Wes Anderson.
Yeah, a lot of people hate that movie. I'm not one of those people.
I love how stylized it is.
Here's what happened is people saw they wanted like the Royal Tenenbaums again or Rushmore again. They didn't like that it was like totally fucking different and you know, whole different setting. I think that bugged a lot of Wes Anderson fans because they were expecting that Wes Anderson-y world. Although Life Aquatic totally fits in that world.
Yeah.
But it's a different whole section of that world.
Right.
And people weren't expecting that. I mean, there's a lot of people who hate The Darjeeling Limited, which is another movie he made.
I really like The Darjeeling
Limited. And I liked it, too. It's great.
The last one he made was really great, too. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that one.
That was really good.
I need to see it. Again, it's like a hard sell for the wife who...
Yeah.
Like...
Does she not like these kind of movies?
She would, but it's a hard sell to get her to sit down, like, let's watch.
Yeah.
You know, like, I got her to watch Fantastic Mr. Fox, and it was like, okay, because it was like claymation. Yeah. You know, it was like stop motion.
Yeah.
I tried to get her to watch Rushmore with me, and she's like, I don't.
Like, we have a kid to take care of.
No, wait. I know it's subtle, but like, seriously, it's going to get really cool here.
He's about to say, oh, are you? It's great.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But you don't understand, because like, everybody loves, whatever, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also my favorite Bill Murray performance.
Really?
Life Aquatic, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Favorite movie.
I
that's going to have my favorite Bill Murray performance.
I would have figured...
Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters.
I would have figured Lost Flowers. But
Broken Flowers,
yeah.
Well, I got Lost in Translation mixed up with Broken
Lost
Flowers.
Lost in Broken Flowers.
That's a great movie, too, Lost in Translation.
Yeah, I
a lot of people,
did not like...
Yeah, see, you're one
did
of
not
them.
Like Lost
I
like
that movie a lot.
Yeah.
You know what? My thing is, I don't really like Sofia Coppola's ability to tell a story. Like,
I would say since Life, what is it called?
Lost
in Translation. I almost called it Life Aquatic. I would say since Lost in Translation, I haven't really liked anything else she's done.
That Marie Antoinette thing she did wasn't very.
Yeah,
didn't
that was.
I don't think she's a very effective storyteller. In general.
I like Lost in Translation.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, but I'm right. So I get a point. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Yes, for Life Aquatic.
Yeah.
I'm really sad that we only had five, really, because, like...
I know.
Fuck.
Dude, I had to cut some really good ones.
I didn't put a Wes Anderson movie on my list.
Yeah.
Snozzberries taste like snozzberries, guys. My next movie is Super Troopers.
That's a great one.
That shit cracked me up.
I forgot to put it, like, and I would have.
Broken Lizard guys came out of left field.
Yeah.
When they made Super Troopers.
Yeah.
And just like
that was
like,
another one where
no, new comedy.
The trailer I remember had a couple laughs in it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I remember a lot of people going eh. But at this point, I was already kind of familiar with. If the trailer doesn't have as many laughs, that means they're usually saving them for the movie. If the trailer has a lot of laughs, that usually means the movie stinks.
Yeah,
I think it's also if the laughs are ones that work in a 30-second trailer, those are probably not very good or subtle jokes. And then like the ones that they can't fit into the trailer, that means that they develop them over a longer amount of time.
You know what boggles my mind is people who will see a movie and a joke from the trailer is not in the movie anymore. And they get upset about that?
Yeah.
And it's like, but you did see this joke a billion times when you saw the trailer on television.
Right.
Yeah, but I wanted it in the movie.
I think it's a need for context.
Yeah.
Like, where did that fit?
Yeah.
You know, more so than like wanting to actually hear the joke.
I think that's an effective way because then no jokes in the movie are spoiled for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, recently saw A Million Ways to Die in the West, and the trailer, like, the big part of the trailer was the ice crushing the dude.
Yeah.
But in the movie, there's so much more to
there is a lot more.
To that particular segment.
Yeah.
So, like, knowing that the ice was gonna fall on the guy and they were gonna react was not ruined.
Right.
Because
you're like, oh, it's gonna happen.
The context of the full scene.
He's sadist.
But yeah. I don't know. It works.
I don't know. Okay.
It depends. Like, if you give away the whole segment, then yeah, you're
anybody
gonna...
else has Super Troopers?
Screw it.
Nope.
Point for Corey.
Awesome.
Funny movie.
Yep.
All right, round three?
Yes.
Yeah. Start us off.
And this one only because I'm partial to Channing Tatum, but 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street was quite good.
I am really excited about 22 Jump Street.
I know, and it's getting great reviews.
I know. Yeah. I did not think I was going to like it.
Yeah, same here.
Because you know, because remake and
exactly, yeah, exactly.
But. Yeah, yeah. It had a lot of boxes checked in the like. That's probably gonna suck.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid because the show was on when we were kids, obviously.
Right.
But I remember it was like, oh, that's my mom's show. You know what I mean? Like that's some shit she watches. So like when they're making a movie of it later, I'm like, who cares? It'd be like if they made a Dynasty movie.
I thought they did
Falcon's Crest. Fabulous job.
Yeah.
I was really surprised that Channing Tatum,
his comedic timing
was like pretty good in a comedic role.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not really the like.
His eyes are still weird though.
They are weird, but yeah, like, he was the guy from Step Up and Magic Mike. Like, he dances and he looks like muscular guy.
You just don't expect good looking people to be funny.
Mainly, yes.
I think that's why Dane Cook got so famous, because a lot of girls are like, oh, he's cute.
He makes funny noises, and he's adorbs.
And where the hell is he now?
So. Still doing comedy.
Really?
Somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being angry in movies, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he's the voice of Dusty in Planes.
Ugh.
And Planes Air and Rescue?
They made his Planes
Fire
too?
And Rescue? Yeah, they're making...
made it's like firefighter shit.
Yeah, 21 Jump Street. Anyone? No.
Point for you.
No, 21. Yay. Good selection.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. My next one is Hot Fuzz.
Ah,
I like that better than Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Although I still like Shaun of the Dead.
There's something. I don't know. Shaun of the Dead, because the two segments that mirror each other so well makes it for me like like I feel like it's more like film school kind of a film, you know.
Mm.
But Hot Fuzz is pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah. It's really hard to pick amongst the Edgar Wright movies which one I do like the most. I kind of went with Shaun of the Dead for nostalgia because it's the first one I saw.
Yeah,
but any of them could have easily been on this list, and I didn't want to include all three because then there's three spots taken by one director.
Right.
Yeah. So good choice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot Fuzz. Good job.
Me.
Point for Dean. On the dock.
Somebody to go. Okay, Superbad was canceled. A recent movie from the kind of same people who did Superbad, also Channing Tatum, had a cameo in it. Spoiler alert. This is the End.
Really funny movie.
Really funny movie.
Really funny movie. Yeah, that fucking was a wacky movie.
Yeah.
It's so meta.
Yeah.
Everybody's playing themselves.
Yeah.
But they're not playing themselves. Michael Cera's having a threesome in a bathroom. Yeah. And he's impaled by a streetlight.
He's like, doing, like, cocaine or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, that's, I, kudos.
I feel like I would have liked that movie more if, like, if I had seen, because Danny McBride is in that, and I just recently caught up with Eastbound and Down, so I figured I would have liked his cameo in that movie better had I seen that first or something. Because it probably
weren't really familiar with him.
Yeah, because it probably depended a lot on, because a lot of the cameos were dependent on you knowing kind of who the person is before then.
Yeah,
yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
subtle part of that movie that I love is Jason Segel describing how, oh yeah, well, I'm on the sitcom and I'm just kind of the dumb husband. Like, oh, I ate all the pie. It's like he's talking about the show he's on.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, there was...
You know, he doesn't have the same appeal to me now that he's lost all that weight. He just...
When he was doughy, you liked him better?
I did.
Yeah.
Fat people are funnier.
Thank you.
That's why I keep my spare tire.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really works for the podcast.
Point for me?
Yeah, absolutely. Point. Nice. I don't have it yet.
All right. Corey?
My favorite director of all time. I hope that this was
Milos Forman.
I hope this was done. I know this was definitely done before 2000, done after 2000.
Yeah,
this will be demand.
Sequel to the movie that put him on the map, and it's Clerks 2.
Ah, oh, Clerks 2 is quite good.
Because you never go ass to mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, see? You know.
Never.
Yeah.
Goddamn, did that step up the game.
It stepped up to the streets, you might
it
say.
It did. It did.
Search for Curly's gold.
I remember when they were shooting that.
They shot it in Buena Park.
They shot it in Buena Park.
Yeah.
And then they stayed across the street in the hotel that's like right across the street from the movies that they built.
Yeah. Did you know that they shot it like right in Buena Park?
I did not know that.
There's a Burger King on, well, it used to be a Burger King on Beach.
It's by Knott's Berry Farm.
It used to be next to Tower Records, kind of. Across from Knott's Berry Farm, there was a Burger King there.
Yeah.
That was the movies location. And for like a couple months, you could drive by and see a movies location.
I drove by it every single day.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, Kevin Smith franchise movies.
You thought it was like real?
Yeah, because like they go to movies in Dogma. They go to movies in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah.
And I thought, holy shit, they're actually franchising
movies. Yeah, you didn't realize it was a movie set.
I didn't realize, that they were actually shooting there. Because if had I known, I would have just been hanging out.
Right.
Like, just park my car, walk over to the set, like, can I just sit in the restaurant and eat while you guys are filming? You know, like.
Yeah.
I drove past it because it was sort of on my way to work, kind of. Like, yeah. It's down a street that isn't like the major street. Like, I could have just taken the major street all the way to the freeway or whatever, but.
Yeah.
I would go down the side street to try to just look at it because it was cool. It was like, oh, I can't wait till they open it because they had chains up on the driveways. But I drove by and it said eat pussy on the side of it and I was like, somebody, I was so excited. And then they tore the shit down and I was like, no, what happened?
My movie.
The day that they tore it down, Doc, you were like, hey, did you know that they filmed, Clerks 2 in there. In Buena Park? And I was like, no, really? Fucking, I drove, I could have, I'm such a,
Wait, so you thought it was a real movie.
I thought he franchised, like,
but
like
why wouldn't you go and buy, purchase food?
Because it always had chains.
Oh, so you just thought it was still like, under
it wasn't
construction.
Open. Yeah.
Okay.
But they had like the play set outside and it was all painted and it looked like it was about to be functioning. And I was like, I can't wait till they open this. Wow. I can't wait till they open this. 3 months later, it's gone.
You missed your opportunity.
Yeah. Damn it! Now it's a dirt lot.
Yeah, now it's nothing. Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Points.
Yeah.
Raffy.
Last one. Which one am I going to pick? Damn. Is it the last one or fourth one?
Fourth. If you still have two, like two on your list, we still go again. Yeah.
All right, screw
just go till you're done.
40-year-old virgin.
40-year-old virgin. Very good.
Really good movie.
First movie that a lot of people notice Seth Rogen in.
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Again, fatter, funnier.
Yeah.
I think it's also the leaping off point for Steve Carell, right?
I'd say so. He was just like sort of the guy on the Daily Show, one of the correspondents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and then he got The Office and blah, blah,
really,
blah.
It wasn't Bruce Almighty, too?
Where he Evan played
Almighty?
Noah?
Yeah. Evan Almighty?
Yeah. That crock of shit.
Really terrible.
Yeah.
Really terrible.
Let's make kids question
their faith. You know what Hollywood should stop doing? making movies about Noah. Because they're all terrible.
Fucking Russell Crowe's got
They really took some liberties with that last one.
With
that fictional story. Yeah.
There were a lot of Christians pissed because they didn't have him talking to a burning bush. It's like they wanted that scene.
Is that Noah or is that
that's Moses?
Did I fuck up?
Yeah.
Never mind.
We're Christians. Dean. All
right. Points.
Oh, yeah, point. Okay.
Yes. Yay. Point for 40 over.
My next movie is Black Dynamite.
Of course it is.
I also have this.
Really?
Oh, yes. Ah. I love Black Dynamite.
I thought that would be my fucking card. All right.
Fuck. Have you seen Black Dynamite?
I have not. I haven't even heard of this.
It is a... You know those like 70s blaxploitation movies like Shaft?
Yes.
It's awesome.
It was one made a couple years ago in that style.
Yeah.
As Michael J. White. And he plays like the lead. And it's kind of a weird meta... Like when they were acting in it, they approached it like we're... This is the 70s and we're making a blaxploitation movie. Where everybody in the movie is like football players who are hired to be in the movie. So like it's all bad acting on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The set fucking up.
You see boom mics.
Bad cuts.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Kung Pao Enter the Fist. In a similar vein where they were really shooting for that really.
Well, Kung Pao, that he took old footage and just added himself in.
Oh, is that all he did?
That's what Kung Pao was. Yeah, you didn't realize that?
Yeah, well, it was like a redub.
There was scenes.
Yeah, he took an existing kung fu movie edited himself into it.
All right, that's why. It seemed like there was even scenes in there where like he's talking to a character and their wardrobe keeps changing color.
Yeah.
I thought it was all done.
No, that's why that happened. Is because he was just taking clips from...
I got you. Mm-hmm. Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite.
Dynamite.
That's on my list.
Dynamite. Then.
Yeah. So we cancel.
All right.
And was that my last one?
Are you all out?
Life Aquatic, Shaun of the Dead, Super Black Dynamite. That's my last one. Skip me.
Yeah, I'm all out too. So count unless you have any more.
That was it.
You said five.
One, two, three, four, five. Yeah.
Okay.
You have one more.
Yeah, I had Old School as my last one.
Old School, another really good one.
Good one, yeah.
Yeah, nobody else has any more on their list, so you get a point.
All right. So I had one.
All right, tally up your score.
I had two.
I had three.
I have three.
I have four.
What?
Our guest wins.
Is this the first time a guest has won?
I think so.
Oh,
so.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
The first guest ever win. Our first in-studio guest and the first guest winner of Nerdigories.
Yeah.
Chicken
dinner. I would be the first in-studio guest, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done Skype interviews.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You're king.
Thank
you're king
so much.
Geek.
Queen geek.
Stupid. I'm sorry. That's just a force of...
You can call me queen geek.
I will take that.
She's a giggle geek.
You're top dog in the geek...
In
never mind.
Corey.
How can I make it worse?
I know.
Yeah.
Digging a hole.
All right. Yeah, congratulations.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's plugs time.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to plug? Do you have like a Twitter you want people to follow you on?
Not really, no.
Okay.
No. Remain anonymous.
Please do not find me.
Okay. Yeah. Raffy will be appearing nowhere for you to find.
I'm crawling back in my hole.
Yeah.
If you're a military gentleman.
I will be at Camp Pendleton this weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dean, go ahead and plug.
All right. I got same plugs as usual. You can go to deanbotino.com for my online portfolio. It's got my 3D and 2D video game related art on there. If you want to buy anything that I've made, you can go to society6.com/FruitsyCollins. You can get mostly pixelated stuff on there. Let's see. You can also follow me on Twitter @FruitsyCollins, spelled like Bootsy Collins.
Perfect.
That's about it.
Yep. Only fruitier.
Yeah. You could follow me on Twitter @DockyWeets. My Facebook is also facebook.com/DockyWeets. And you can watch some video game videos I did at DocWheatley.com. Corey!
You can follow me on Twitter @CoreyDCook. Follow my band @BDRocks also on Twitter, or go to BroughtDownRunning.com. And you can follow my record label @ArcadianRecords. I think it's, @ArcadianRecords on Twitter. Or ArcadianRecords.com.
Yeah.
For all your Arcadian Records needs, look for debut EP from Jeff Martin to drop sometime.
It's not Jumpin' Jeff Martin?
No.
Okay, just Jeff Martin.
Just Jeff Martin.
Yeah.
Look for that to drop sometime summer.
Okay.
Summer of this year. So yeah. Otherwise, if you would like to contact this show.
Yeah.
There's a couple ways you could do that. You could do it through email, which is
comments@theshykids.com.
Right. Or you can find us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/theshykids.
Yes.
And on Twitter, we're @shykidspodcast.
Truth.
Yes.
As long as you could go to theshykids.com for all past episodes, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Find us on iTunes, rate and review us. We're also on Stitcher and pretty much wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us.
And then you can also listen to an airing of our show on Saturdays on morelikeradio.com. That is Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
And when you go there and you click on the Listen Live, it'll send you to a chat room where we probably will be hanging out when that airs on Saturdays. So you come and talk to us and we'll explain why we were so shitty in this episode.
Sorry, everyone.
No, we're always...
That's every episode we're talking generally.
This is the Shy Kids, so we're always slightly more awkward when we have a guest. It's just normal.
Yeah. Other than that, thank you so much for coming. And
thank you for having me. That was not too bad. That was highly enjoyable,
not too
actually.
Bad. I like that review.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Put that on iTunes.
This wasn't awful.
Two and a half stars. Not too bad.
I didn't hate it.
It was sufferable. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it was a pleasure having you. Thank you again.
Yes, it's good seeing you guys.
We wish you well.
Yeah.
And as always, remember.
This never happened.